Hi, my name's Alex Duncan. I'm the creator of Hovering and the voice of Kyle. Hovering has joined the Apollo Plus podcast platform. If you subscribe to Apollo Plus, you'll get access to new additional content, extra mini scenes we're recording, and also behind the scenes interviews with the cast and creatives that came together to make Hovering. So you can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Alex Duncan and Plot Twist present Hovering, Episode 4, Corroborating Evidence.
So you've got a child's drawing of a spaceship.
That matches the description of three independent witnesses.
One of whom is a child who drew the drawing. One of whom is a known drug user.
Tennille's not a known drug user. She's got blue hair.
I've had her for possession. And Leo's probably using too. He's a nice enough fellow, but it'd explain the speeding. I'll give you this. It's rude of them to involve a child. Bring Nathan Arcot in for questioning, but let me do the talking.
Toby's brother... He's got no connection to
them. To the what? To the men in the sky? Just think for a second, Kyle. You're an officer of the law. I've had Nathan in here before, many times. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if he was dealing. And what's the safest way to get a bunch of drugs into Durham late at night if you know there's only one road in or out and it's always on camera?
I don't know. Helicopter?
Boat, Kyle. Not helicopter, Jesus. You know the interesting thing about this bit of the beach where these people say they saw something?
It's the opposite side to the wharf.
It's about as far as you can bloody get from the wharf. And you know why they were so intent on getting you to look up at the sky?
I don't know.
Because the drugs weren't coming in on a bloody helicopter. Nathan paid off his brother and a couple of loyal customers to make sure you weren't on the other side of town at the opportune moment.
Nathan was at home when I went round.
What, half an hour after the first call? He certainly didn't expect to see you there. You were supposed to be at the beach.
There were other people who saw it and didn't report anything. There was another girl on the beach. There was someone with Leo.
It was probably Nathan.
It was a woman's voice.
A dramatic girl from the coffee shop then. She's probably dealing too.
She was distraught when I found her. She could barely breathe.
So give her an Emmy. How convincing would you have to be to get my soppy bloody son on board? Sorry, sweetheart. I appreciate your effort, but this is a classic police distraction. There's no big mystery to it. It's drugs. It's always drugs, and it's always the first person you think it is. Get Nathan in here this afternoon. I don't want to hear any more about it.
I just think we could do a call out and see if anyone else saw something.
No.
What if I get more evidence?
Kyle, get Nathan in here for me to question this afternoon and then drop it. That is an order from your superior.
All right.
Understood?
Yes, Mum.
Hello, officer.
Morning, Deirdre.
To what do I owe this pleasure? Nobody's in trouble, I hope, full uniform and all.
Just after a chat with Tennille.
I already talked to you. Gosh, you don't think this will wait until after the shift?
Won't take long.
It's a pretty busy time for us, mid-morning, as you can see. The ladies like to come down for a vanilla slice and a cappuccino.
Morning, ladies.
Oh, how's your mum?
Good, thanks.
Keeping you busy? You'll be glad to hear Professor McGonagall's returned. No thanks to your efforts.
That's great news, Mrs. P. Tennille, if I could...
Well, if it's against the law to refuse, 4 minutes, I'm watching the clock.
Don't act like some special treat on my part.
Did you want to go somewhere more private, or...?
Like where? You want to sit on the road outside?
So, I've been investigating the events of the other night, that some people have said some things that have thrown up some questions, and I just need to corroborate that it fits with your version of events.
Fine.
Oh, what's she been up to? Oh, it'll be a man of her age. It was always a man of her age.
I don't need reminding.
Which section of the beach were you at when the...
Where you found me.
You didn't go down the rocks or...
No. I could hardly move. You saw me.
She could hardly move.
Here's your cappers. Shut up and drink them.
And I can't remember if you told me. Why were you down at the beach to begin with?
To walk. It's a nice spot.
Nice view.
Yeah.
At night.
I like to be alone sometimes. Okay?
I get that.
Listen, I appreciate your concern, but I think I'd like to be left alone now.
So do you want to retract your statement?
I just don't see how investigating it further will help anything. It seemed important at the time, and maybe now it doesn't.
Okay, but you agree that it happened?
Yes.
Just before I leave you alone, do you think you could describe it for me again?
What for?
Just to match the previous description you gave. Just to help me out.
I don't really want to.
It'd be a huge help.
Like I already told you, it was round and glowing.
And the colour?
Green.
You said silver the other night.
Yeah, like green and silver.
Those are two different colours, I don't...
It was a fucking UFO. It wasn't a colour I can sit here and describe to you. It's not in the Pantone colour wheel.
Good Lord. She's lost her marbles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we may as well be open about it. 2 nights ago, a strange object was witnessed in the sky above Baker's Bay about 10 minutes past 2 in the morning. It was visible until about 20 past 2. If anybody else saw anything unusual or heard or felt any kind of strange presence at that time, Durham Police Station requests that you bring yourself forward for questioning.
Right, get out, please. You're disturbing the customers.
This is police business.
Do you have a warrant?
A warrant is for searching suspicious premises. You don't need a...
So Glenda will be okay if I give her a bell, will she? Check this out with her.
It's completely above board.
I'll just give her a ring then.
No need for that. I'm leaving.
That's good to hear.
Sorry, Tania. Oh.
Don't bring me into it.
Glenda always said it's odd. He's got out in the old boy.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
I don't want to listen to you feeling sorry for yourself all day.
Well... I didn't ask you to.
What did you come for then?
A cuddle?
Yeah, I'm not interested in those either.
I'm not the kind of person that makes stuff up to prankcall or... Oh my God, if I thought I'd got a police officer out of bed for a funny joke, I'd die.
Wasn't someone else there that night?
I mean, I know it.
When?
The girl that ran away.
Oh. Fern's daughter.
She was watching you.
She was gawking.
Does it occur to you that these people might have suffered something you need to tread carefully with?
I'm trying to tread carefully, but I need something concrete before anyone will take it seriously.
Maybe they don't want to give you something concrete.
You told me I should help them the other day. Now you're saying leave them alone.
You haven't been helping them. Why don't you put them in an environment where they know they're being supported?
Well, maybe I don't want to support them. Maybe Mum's right. It's not wildly inaccurate to say that Toby's brother's been acting kind of weird. Everyone wants to retract their statements all of a sudden. What else am I meant to believe?
So arrest the weird kid for possession and it'll all go away. I've got to get some marking done before 5. Can you get out of here, please?
Sure. Thanks.
Whatever.
This is stupid. Fuck it.
Hello, Fern. It's Kyle from down the station.
My word, what's happened?
Can I come inside?
Just through there. Mind the plastic. I like to keep things clean. Do you take sugar?
No, thanks.
Milk? I've got skim.
That's fine.
What's this all about?
Is your daughter home by any chance?
Imogen's in her room. Why?
Do you think I could talk to her?
Well, no, she's in her room.
Fern, this is delicate, but it's a police matter.
Well, what's it concerning?
I'd rather talk to your daughter on her own.
She's a child.
How old is she, if I may ask?
She's 15. She's a child, officer. She doesn't need to be hounded by the police.
There's really nothing to worry about. She hasn't done anything wrong.
I should think not. She gets up at 7:30 every morning, makes her bed, goes to school, comes home, goes straight back into her room, does her homework, comes out for dinner, and then back to her room to sleep. When are you suggesting she has time to do anything wrong?
Mum?
This young man's just here to ask me a few questions.
What about?
Nothing for you to fuss over.
Sunday night.
What about Sunday night?
You were down at the beach. Weren't you?
No, she was in bed.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Why did you run away?
I don't know.
Imogen?
Mum.
It's okay. Miss Hopper, I probably scared you off, didn't I? I can have that effect on people.
Yeah.
Well, that's cleared that up.
Did you see something that night? In the sky?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you see?
Imogen?
I don't want to say.
Please.
You'll laugh at me.
What's happened, sweet pea? What on earth's the matter?
I told Father Fred and he laughed at me and I told him I was serious and he got angry. I don't want you to get angry.
I won't.
It doesn't make sense.
Lots of people saw it that night. You weren't alone.
What in heaven's name did you see?
I saw God. I saw God, Mum.
Imogen Hopper, go to your room.
I knew you'd be like this.
The hubris. My own daughter, in front of a police officer. I have never been so embarrassed in my life.
Me.
Go to your room. I'm so sorry, officer.
Why the police here if I'm making it up? Ask him. He saw.
Is that true?
I didn't see anything personally, but there have been
several... I'd like you to leave now, please, officer.
Mum.
Go to your room. Turn that off.
Like I already told you, it was round and glowing.
And the colour?
Green.
You said silver the other night.
Yeah, like green and silver.
Those are two different.
Mum?
And you've been using police resources to conduct this farce of an investigation? They're going to have my head over this. They'll shut this place down.
Mum?
Where is Nathan Arcot? Where is he?
He didn't do anything.
I told you to get Nathan Arcot in here for questioning. I expressly ordered you to cease all other lines of inquiry. I've had Deirdre in here complaining to me that you made a mockery of yourself in her cafe yesterday, and I've just got off the phone with Fern Hopper, of all fucking people, wanting to make an official complaint. Why are people complaining about you, Kyle? Why are you even talking to them when I gave you a direct order not to?
I chose to continue the investigation because I believe...
What do you believe? Don't start saying you need antipsychotics, that'd be a real fucking pain in the ass.
Obviously. Obviously, whatever this was, wasn't what these people thought it was. But I don't know what else to believe if I don't keep questioning them. Something happened out there and it wasn't Nathan Arcot. I know it wasn't.
I will fire you. Don't think I won't.
Mum.
You make one wrong move and you're out.
I'm a grown man.
And I'm your boss. This better be bloody important, Jen. Well, tell her to call back in the... Bloody hell, what? For fuck's sake. Phone's called. Her daughter's missing.
Hovering was written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. Our series is performed by Alex Duncan, Simon Caulfield, Shane Francis, Artemis Ioannidis, Lily Fish, John Mark Desengano, Maud Davey, Veronica Thomas, Margot Morales, Tariro Mavondo, Aaron Walton, Rihanna Curran, Jules Stevens, Lucy Lovegrove, and Caitlin Spears. Sound recording and dialogue editing by Claire Frost. Additional sound recording by Stupid Old Studios and Daniel Burnett. Special thanks to Creative Kicks Media. Sound design and mixing by Melissa May. Music composed by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and further information available in our show notes.
Hi, you've been listening to Hovering. You can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Thanks very much for listening.